The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson. We have High School Principal Tom Black and Assistant High School Principal Jamie Rossfeld. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Andrew, Tom, Jamie, I welcome each of you to Super Chat. Tom, let me turn to you. Your current eighth graders, representing the graduating class of 2029, are subject to new high school diploma guidelines. This is a statewide change. So what are the new diploma types and why did the state change them?
If we could, let's back up just a little bit. This is still pending state board approval next week, Wednesday. We do expect it will pass, essentially, as it has looked for the last few months. With anticipation for that, we have looked at those kind of specific changes. And to your question of why, we'll probably have to go back a couple years, Indiana, taking a look at their what was the Core 40 diploma and then the associated academic and tech honors diplomas, and whether or not that was truly meeting the needs of Indiana's graduates. Across the state of Indiana, there's been a strong push from the Department of Workforce Development to ensure that more and more kids have trades opportunities as they're coming through high school, certainly to get them college ready, but it's that college and career ready part that I think it was just determined by a number of folks at the state level that the Core 40 diploma was so much more focused on college readiness rather than college and career readiness. The idea is that we could address that. And I say we, certainly here at East Central, but across the state of Indiana, address that, designing a diploma that can prepare kids for that next step, if it is post-secondary schooling, but also prepare them to get directly into the workforce. And I think Indiana had a strong belief that the Core 40 was simply not doing that as it should. So about a year ago, they really had designed a new diploma that came out in the spring. It did meet with some opposition across the board. And then that diploma was redesigned a little bit again. It came out in late July, early August, and that's really the diploma that we're looking at now. It is much more flexible in meeting students' needs where they are. It does give them options to get into a career pathway much sooner and direct their efforts throughout their 4 years rather than trying to get them ready to fit into that college box. To fit into whatever box their aptitudes most fit. And if that's a career area, this diploma is so much more flexible than the Core 40 was and or the academic or tech honors diplomas, which were very much college focused. So that's kind of the history of why Indiana took a look at their diploma and are redesigning it again, pending board approval next week.
Well, as to the diploma types, I mean, well, this new diploma, what is it called? How do they refer to it?
Well, right now, there are no types anymore. Pending board approval, of course, there is just one Indiana diploma, one common denominator. Every student will seek to attain 42 credits along the way, again, in the typical core areas some of the class sequencing looks a little bit different than it used to. And then up to 12 additional credits in elective areas of their choosing. That offers the opportunity for a lot of those career pathways so that a student who wants to go on to IU or Purdue as a state school option certainly will be prepared. But then a student who wants to get into the workforce will be prepared as well. So there's not really a type. There's just an Indiana diploma. And then there are a number of different SEAL options as far as a specific area a student might want to go into, whether that is enrollment in a post-secondary institution, employment, and or enlistment.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, as just a bystander, what I see these changes being focused on is adapting to the changing marketplace that 2029 graduates will encounter. Is that an accurate takeaway?
I think that's certainly the hope that the state board had in designing a new diploma, is ensuring that our graduates, whatever their life path may be, that they're as prepared as they can be. And for too long, I think the overall view was we were really pushing a lot of kids directly into a college box rather than trying to meet them where they were. And this diploma is designed to meet them where they are.
Actually, I think this sounds like a good change, because the directions that students go post-graduation nowadays, it's not so predetermined, and there are so many choices. I think the move is not necessarily a bad move. Maybe they were a little premature when they first introduced it, and it caused a little pushback. But if they come back with this thing and it's kind of spot on, I don't see it as a bad change. What are your thoughts? Are you thumbs up, thumbs down on this?
Oh, absolutely thumbs up. I think go back a few years when they created graduation pathways rather than a GQE, a one-test-fits-all type of kid. I think that was a move in the right direction. And this diploma, with its flexibility for kids, again, preparing them truly for what their next steps are rather than what the Core 40 was. So I'm very excited about the options for kids now, and what we believe, and I think the state of Indiana believes, will set them up much more so for success in whatever their given path.
Excellent. Well, Jamie, let me look your way. Will students or parents notice any associated, academic changes because of the new diploma?
Yes, Gary, students and parents will see some academic changes, but I think what they are going to see is some really, really great things happening, because we know that not all students have the same goals and dreams. You know, some want to go to college, some want to go on to the workforce, and some want to serve our country in the United States military. So I think what they're going to see is a flexible learning experience that will align with their own students' post-secondary goals.
Will these changes require that students and parents kind of remain much more focused on their course schedules as they register each year and sign up for particular courses?
Well, the great thing about the new Indiana diploma is it does provide flexibility for every year for that student to choose their own programming based on what that student's goal is, you know, after high school. So the state has come up with three readiness honor seals, and they were created to match what a student wants to do after high school so that a student can have that flexibility when they're in high school to design their own student learning experience. So it's going to aim really to provide more personalized educational experiences here at East Central by allowing students to focus on the pathways that align with those post-secondary goals. Again, they get to choose between enrollment, employability, and enlistment seals, those three seals that were designed along with that one diploma in mind.
I'm just curious, does this change the role of your guidance counselors at all?
Actually, it truly does. Each and every student's education can, you know, definitely take a different path. Students will still have to have 42 total credits. However, because of the flexibility built into each of the areas, many of our courses can satisfy in different ways the requirements. Again, you know, that the flexibility. So the guidance counselors are going to have a lot more choices to get that student, you know, across that stage, because it's going to look different for possible, you know, possibly each and every student. I want to point out that to kind of compare it, you know, the courses are similar to the Core 40 requirements. However, specific courses a student can take to satisfy the individual requirements are extremely flexible. For students that in the past, you know, they've all had to have algebra, algebra 2, geometry, that sequence. And no longer does that student have to have all three of those to graduate. That the foundational course now is just algebra, and the student gets to pick which other maths they want to take based on what their post-secondary goal is. Not all students going and entering the workforce need algebra 2. And the state has recognized that. So they are giving us different options of the type of math courses that would satisfy that employability seal.
So it really all comes back to the chosen pathway that the student and parents have sat down and selected together, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I will ask you this because I asked Tom, what's your overall opinion of this proposed new approach to the diploma?
Gary, I am so, so super excited about the new diploma. I have had the opportunity to be working on our graduation pathways the last 5 years, and I am so excited to finally have a flexible diploma where we can help fill the deficit in the workforce with our students that are eager to work. I'm super excited about this. And I have to say, you know, how truly blessed we are here at East Central. We have an extensive course inventory. We have strong post-secondary partners and college credential instructors right here in-house. We have over 173 courses that our students can choose from, of which 68 are college courses that students can get college credit for, and then 216 total available college credits available right here in-house without our students having to walk out the doors of East Central. And I want to point out that not only can students get, you know, that Indiana College Core completed, but we're talking about these students that want to go into the workforce having the opportunity to walk out of East Central High School with an industry certification. Students have that opportunity to get a certificate in one of 12 areas while they're here at East Central. So again, these are industry-focused certifications. And, you know, to add to it, not only here at East Central, but we have students that go over to the Career Center that just opens up many other opportunities for our students as well.
Yeah, the Career Center has played a pivotal role in many aspects of this. Well, Jamie, one final question for you. What advice would you give to parents? What kind of heads up would you say to them?
I would just like to let our parents know that we here at East Central High School are we are confident and we are fully prepared to implement the new diploma immediately as soon as the state makes the approval. Hopefully we get that approval next week and we're ready to move on.
Very good. Well, excellent conversation on this topic. It will be interesting to see how it plays out and comes into use, but I don't know. What I'm hearing, it sounds like it is giving you the flexibility you need for the benefit of the student. Well, Andrew, let me turn to you. I was hoping that you might be prepared to provide our listeners with current update on your building projects. Can you share the status of where things stand right now?
Yes, certainly, Gary. The board approved the second round of bids at the November board meeting. That was on November 14th. The good news is that we were able to accept the bids for all of the items that we had listed, plus our two alternates as well, which was the golf practice facility and the turf on the soccer field. So, and we've talked about this before on our super chats, but we start with a schematic design and we get a estimate, then we get design development and estimate, and then we get construction drawings and an estimate. We keep working through that. The good news is that our estimates, the bids came in at $5.6 million below our estimates. So we are now working with the building leaders to kind of come up with a wish list of items that we want to add into the building project. So we're going to take a list to the board in January, February for approval, and then we will bid those as well. So it's really unusual in this market to be able to get bids that are significantly below the overall estimates. So we're very pleased with that, and we're excited with the opportunity to add some things that we decided to remove off the list early, that to add them back in there. And we'll have more information for our listeners in January, February.
This is a great conversation today, a beneficial conversation. I would like to take this opportunity, while I have the ear of our listeners, to wish all of our listeners a happy holiday season, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, or put it another way, you know, Feliz Navidad y Feliz Año Nuevo. What can I say for all of our Spanish speakers out there? This is a wonderful time of the year to celebrate whatever traditions your family embraces. Another fine report today for stakeholders, I got to say. And I want to thank each of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today and plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.